Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But joining us now to talk about the Ravens, and they better be in the Super Bowl. Just don't tell John Harbaugh that, or you've never won anything in the entirety of your existence as a human being. Ravens are 6 days away from the preseason opener against the Colts. Here to talk about that first week and a half of training camp from the Baltimore Banner. So in the Window Nation guest hotline, joins us every Friday for the most part, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. How you feeling?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Are you a big Kate Bush fan like I am?
I was, introduced or reintroduced to her during the Stranger Things season when Running Up the Hill was popularized, but I think that was about the extent of my investment in her catalog.
Well, I'm going to go full moron. I don't even know what Stranger Things is other than the name of the show, and I had a bunch of like... Anywho, first week and a half of training camp, expectations high. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. You've covered the team for a few years now, but we asked Vinny this earlier. Zach Orr, year one versus year two. He's an excitable guy by nature, as we know, but have you noticed a different presence about him in regards to how he leads the team and handles the respective units and just being kind of that dude that is in charge of everything with defense?
Not really. I think he's always had, you know, he's a former player and he carries himself with that level of confidence. You know, he's not afraid to get vocal out there on the sideline. Even though I think the Ravens defensive line coach, Dennis Johnson, would definitely be the louder presence there. I think it was interesting. I think he got a little bit peeved with me yesterday. We were, you know, getting a press conference with him, and I asked him, like, if he felt like he missed any warning signs with that Ravens defense last year, last summer specifically, you know, because there wasn't really a whole lot of clues that the defense would be as leaky as it would be for the first half of last season. I was like, was there anything you kind of saw in training camp that maybe you wish you could have approached differently? And he didn't really, I think, like the question, didn't really say that there was. So, you know, I understand that they're moving on to 2025, and they would rather not talk about the ugly parts of 2024. It's clear that, you know, that experience and that moment in the spotlight where everyone was wondering, is this guy even going to last the entire season? You know, it did probably scar him a little bit, and hopefully he's better for it.
Jonas, your concern level with Luke?
I don't think it's very high. You know, I'm not expecting him to be, you know, in a Pro Bowler this year. I think he can be a solid starter. I think he's over 90% on his field goals still right now, or or pretty close to it. Obviously, he hasn't kicked a whole lot of long ones. The 51-yarder he missed yesterday is probably, you know, like the third or fourth from 45 or from 48-plus that he's taken this camp. And I imagine that there's intentionality behind that plan and not wanting these guys to strain themselves in over-kicking it. You know, he's clearly got a hell of a leg. You know, sometimes he pushes it right, sometimes he pushes it left. But I think for the most part, he's done what, you know, has been expected of him. And, you know, he's still got a month to figure things out and fix whatever he has to. And the fact that there has really only been one bad day for him throughout these, what, 8-9 days of practice that we've been able to see, you know, excluding the OTAs, I think is a pretty good assessment of where he is.
Now, Jonas, last day of pads, what, Thursday or whatever, all these days run together. But the last day of pads, Adisa Isaac gave me he showed me in a one-on-one drill, he got invited to the party. That's first time that I saw him yeah, that's what I want to see.
Yeah, and I think I saw him having a nice rep yesterday too. You know, it was, you see 50 flash across your eyesight and you're like, oh, didn't expect to see him, you know, getting there and getting to the backfield. So I'm still, you know, I still don't know what he is, you know, what he's going to rely on to win as a pass rusher. If that is his path to the field, I don't even know if he's more likely at this point to be an early down guy or a late down guy, because they, you know, they also seem to really like Mike Green and what he's bringing to the table as an edge setter. I mean, you know, just to watch him kind of crash into, you know, that converted fullback they have, the 290-pound former, I think, Army offensive lineman with a reckless abandon. It's pretty impressive. And not that Adisa couldn't do that or hasn't been doing that, but you just wonder what is his path to the field this year if it's not special teams, because he's not going to be a top three, top four pass rusher, I don't think. And he might not even be, you know, a top three, top four run stuffer at the edge there. So hopefully he's continuing to stack practices. Hopefully he's, you know, figuring out what exactly he can do well for this defense when he's on the field, because last year, you know, he was kind of in blowouts and he really didn't do a whole lot as a run defender or as a pass rusher.
Jonas, you think they keep 5 or 6 outside backers?
Man, I just think that I think still 5, but, you know, if Ajabo pops off against the Colts and then he pops off in the preseason, it's really hard for me to see, you know, this front office with how much they've invested in him, the time, the draft capital, and just the hope that they have in this guy turning into an actual real deal pass rusher. It's hard for me to see them letting him go to a potential team where he can make a difference in some way in December, in January, maybe in February. But there's so many spots where, you know, the Ravens need that extra roster spot. And I don't think they're cutting Adisa Isaac because, again, they're treating year two like year one because of how messed up his rookie year was for him with all those hamstring injuries. So I still think he is probably more on the outside looking in at this point. But you know, I know you've been impressed with what you've seen from him athletically, and so have I. And I just wanted to see him, you know, continue to raise it up a little bit more and be a guy who is like a top three performer in any given practice, as opposed to a guy who just looks like he's above average or who just looks like he runs.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Jonas, your opinion of the two backup safeties, Kane and Bo Braid, because both have made some plays, and, you know, Kane had the pick yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, the pick yesterday was really impressive because it required just the quickest reflexes, and, you know, sure, it bounced right to him, but for him to make it as smooth a catch as he did, was really impressive. And obviously, Bo Braid has been hitting everything that he sees, especially if your name is Keaton Mitchell. So it's been good to see those guys continue to find their holes, to find their roles on this team. You know, obviously, Sanusi, I think we expect more in the free safety role. Bo Braid more in the box safety role. You know, he's still nowhere near the size of Kyle Hamilton, which would make life difficult for him if he were to be on the field in a full-time role. But, you know, those guys, you know, made the team last year with special teams. They'll probably have to make it again this year with special teams. I think they've pretty clearly separated themselves in the recent days from Ruben Lowry, who would be that, you know, slot corner slash potential safety who really has kind of fallen back to earth a little bit. But, you know, it's been good to see those guys' progress. Obviously, both of those dudes have gotten a shout out from, I think, John Harbaugh and Zach Orr for continuing to develop. And, you know, even though Bo was an undrafted guy, I mean, it's easy to forget that, you know, some people had him as a fourth round, fifth round prospect. And he just had that kind of calamitous fall. So if you see him as a guy with day three talent, as opposed to being an undrafted rookie, it's a little bit easier to believe in what he could be for this defense if it's ever needed on the field.
Jonas, when do you think we have all the receivers back out there?
That's a good question. I would expect Bateman's probably closer. I think based on how uncomfortable they looked in that practice on, what, Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe they wait to bring him back until Sunday, or maybe they just, you know, tell him to get ready for the week of Colts practices or Colts practice. But I really don't have a firm sense of, you know, where he is with the itis, as John Harbaugh called it.
General soreness, which tends to hit around these areas from time to time. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. I'm going to throw you a curveball, Jonas, pre roll. How many games will Maryland football win here? You're a big Maryland dude. In 2025, I'm leaning four on an optimistic level, but who knows? Maybe some mayonnaise will be in their future. I don't know.
I think four. I mean, you know, obviously they always have good skill position players. I think their secondary should be better than it was last year. But, you know, again, I haven't been to any practices or anything, but Phil Steele, you know, the college football rankings guru, I think had them having like a bottom two offensive line and a bottom two defensive line. And it is tough to win in the Big Ten if you don't win the trenches. And for whatever reason, that continues to be the bugaboo for Mike Loxley.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.